We are learning Masechtas Soita, the Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the top line of Vav Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have this Suffolk Soita, that's this Isha who the husband warned her not to seclude with someone, and she secluded with someone, and then he dies before they had a chance to drink the May Soita. The halach is that if he dies without children, she cannot do Yibum to his brother. It's Chalitza. And Shav was why? The Gemara says so for two reasons. Either because the Pasuk says, Yotza Beisei V'holcha V'hois Lish Acher, Smash Medavk Lish Acher, not to the Yavim. That was one pshat. The pshat number two was that why are we saying that she did this? Why would we say that this Yavim should take into his house this Isha who could destroy the house because she does things are unfaithful? So therefore, we're not going to make a mitzvah or yibum on that. That was the second shot. Second shot. So now we're going to the third shot. Third shot. V'yigadam Rav Amar Yosef Hakosov Kari Achar. It's a similar shot to the second shot. Pshat is like this. It says V'yotzom Avayisay V'hoysel Ish Achar. Now, why is he called the Ish Achar? So the Gemara darshins. Why is he called the Ish Achar? She'ein ben zuge sharishon. Shezeh hoytzi rishon beisay, vezeh hichnes rishon shach beisay. V'hoysa leish achar means this guy is not such a good guy because he knows that this isha is being thrown out of the house because she was unfaithful. So now he's taking her in. He's taking this rishanta into the house. So therefore, he's called the achar. He's not the same level as the rishon. V'at amris. Now you want him to do yibum? We call the person who marries her for the second time, we call that person an acher. So it doesn't make sense that Torah would say, do yibum on this isha, which the Gemara says, someone who takes her is called an acher. So amalei abaya, that's the svara why there's no yibum. Amalei abaya, almiyato, nisis la'achar, umeis. Let's say she was married to whoever she was married to first, then she married the second person, she married Yaakov, Now, Yaakov dies without children. Are you going to say there's no Yibum either? I'll tell you why there's no Yibum, because Yaakov is called the Acher, so maybe it shouldn't be Yibum, because we don't want this Yibum on this lady who is, if someone who marries is called the Acher. That's where it's Kasha. Elba, Umiyata, this is the Acher, Ameis, but Leibonim, Leitis Yavim, the Kosakor Acher, the Kosakor Acher, and for the Gemara, Gabi da hai mia b'shem toif avakayim. Lemaisam, Gabi the second husband, she behaved herself. And since she behaved herself there, so klape the yibum on her, she would not be called the achar. Because Lemaisa, yibum on the second marriage won't be called the achar, the person who marries her, because in the second marriage, she behaved herself and she did not do anything wrong. And therefore, it's not a problem. The first marriage, she wasn't good, so the person who takes her next is called the achar. But now, if she remarries the second time and she's fine, then it will not be called the achar. Someone does even, therefore there is even on the second time.
Huh?
That's going to the second marriage. Like I said, it's
when he dies.
When he dies, when he divorces her. More if he divorces her. If he divorces her, because... Not Yibum. No. Slow. Hoysel achar means a case where the first husband... We have to give names because this is the way it is. There's Shimon, or let's say Don. Don is married to this lady. This lady is secludes herself with someone, and she's a Saita. So Don gets rid of her, gives her a get. So Don says, I'm done, you're out. Okay? Now, someone else who marries her is called a Acher. Now, that's why it doesn't make sense that if Don died, that Don's brother should do Yibam because he's called Acher. Now, the Gemara's kasha is, if anyone who marries his lady is called Acher, so now when the second husband named Reuven married her, right. Now Reuven dies without children, maybe Shimon didn't do Yibam either.
Why?
Because whoever marries this lady is called Acher. And whoever marries this lady is called Acher. You meet this Yavim, like we said, the Svara, when Don would have died, so when Reuven dies, the same thing.
The Kosov Korach.
Whoever marries her is called Acher. Whoever marries her is called Acher. Da Kosov Korach. Anyone who marries her is called Acher. So, and for the Gemara, Gabi, the high Mia of Shem Tavim Karim Lemaisa, Gabi, the second husband, Lemaisa, she behaved herself, therefore it's not called Acher, someone who marries her. Rav Amar, the fourth Pshat. Rav Amar, Kavachomer. The way you know is though Yibm is from a Kavachomer. Im Nesra, Bemutala. Now remember, she is married to her first husband. If she becomes a Saita, a Suffolk Saita, then the halacha is that what? That she becomes usher to her husband until she drinks the waters. Now, this was her husband. This was someone who was mutter to her. So, Im Nesra, B'mutalah, but also law like kol shekain. Now, a brother, Eishes Ach, is one of the more chomer digger arayas. So you're really not allowed to marry Eishes Ach. That means you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's wife becomes a soita. So Reuven, that was his wife, and Reuven comes also to his wife. Shimon is always also to Reuven's wife because it's Eishes Ach. Even if they don't have children, as long as Reuven's married, it's Eishes Ach, shloim baka mitzvah. That is a very chomer digger issur. So if Nesra, so Nesra Mutala, if she became usher to her husband, so of course she becomes usher to the one who is always usher to her, as the Eishes Ach.
Not
usher
when his brother dies,
no,
he's no longer usher.
Right, so that's exactly like I was saying. If she became Nesra and someone who was mutter to her with Kedushin and Nesuin and everything else, this is her husband, she became usher to that, so she sure becomes usher to the person eventually who become mutter to her, through Yibam, but right now is usher law. So for sure, she become, when the Issa happened, remember, Suffolk said that happened after he died, happened before he dies, the Suffolk said, at that point, is the brother mutter to her? No, the brother's not mutter to her. At that point, the brother's also to her. And at that point, so Avada, if this Maisa Saita made her also to her husband, of course, she becomes also to the someone who was also to her. But also, Lola Kalshkin, it's a Kalshkin that's also to that.
Why do you say she can never get married? Because at the time that she was also, she came also to the one that she was given sent to, she was also to every single person in the world.
That wasn't an Isser Be'etzem. It's not an Isser
Be'etzem. No, she's not marry anybody else.
Right, that's only because.
Then her husband died. Because
of, right. It's a good Kalshkin. It's not a good Kalshkin. What?
You can't make the Kalshkin, it's also a false offense.
Right. Okay. If you hold this is a good svara, the more the kasha like this, that a kohen gadol she kiddush es ha'amana. He's mekadosh avalacha. Is a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry amana, and a kohen hedit is allowed to marry amana. So here we have a kohen gadol she kiddush es ha'amana. It's only kiddush because if he actually married the Amana, then she becomes Chalala, then a Kohen Hedit cannot marry her. But Kohen Gadol is with Kaddish Amana. We know by Kedushin there is a din of Yibum. So Kohen Gadol is a Kiddush Amana, Umeis, and then he dies. Yeshu Ach Kohen Hedit, Loites Yabim. You should not do Yibum. If Nesra B'Mutala, if she's ushered to someone who did Kedushin to her, but also Lola Koshkin, so of course to the Yavam, there should be an Isser. So Mara doesn't like this kasha. I'm saying, what chaychas? Nesra, ha'asir v'kaimeh. It wasn't Nesra mutala. She was never mutter to the Kohen Gadol. And also, mutala, asla. It's asla. It's not Nesra mutala. It was never mutter. It never became Nesra. It was always asr. So that's not a kasha. Because Mara wanted to have a kasha, that we know there is Yibim in such a case. If Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh Amana, and then he dies, there is Yibim in such a case. The loch is, there is Yibim in that case. So we see, you don't say the svara of Nesra mutala, but asla kolshken. You don't say that svara. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good taina, because this never was Nesra b'mutala. It was never mutter. So they don't have that kavachayim there. Ella, I'll tell you the kavachayim. Eishes kayin shenensa umeis. The loch is that eishes kayin, that someone's ba'anis her, she becomes also to her husband, even though it wasn't her fault. Mashenkin by Yisrael, it's not true. Now, it's possible for a kayin to have a brother who's like Yisrael. Because if he has a brother who's a chalal, for example, that this kayin's father married a different lady, a grusha, and had a son. That son is a chalal. So even though it's this kohen's brother, but lemaisa, so this is din yibum, but he's different status than his brother. The brother's a regular kohen, but he's a chalal. The chalal has no esurei kahuna. The chalal is not allowed to avoida, and also has no esurei kahuna. He's allowed to marry a grusha, allowed to marry a zayna. So, huh? He's allowed to be mitama a macho. So loch is over here. Elish kashen and so meis. V'yeshloi ach cholol loytes yaveim. There shouldn't be yibum im nesra mutala. If here after she was nensa, she became osur to her husband. But osur lo lekoshkein. So but osur lo lekoshkein shouldn't become osur to the yavam. Zok the Gemara. No, it's not a kasha. Oynis be Yisrael mishrashar v'gabi the high leke yisura. He says this is not a good kavachaymer because it has to be possible, it has to apply to that person. Now, by a chalal, this exact isser of nensa doesn't apply at all. So there, it doesn't pass to say the kavach chaymer that if it's also mutla, it be also the chol shkein. Because this iser doesn't apply to the chol. There's no iser, even if she becomes nensa when she's married to the chol. There's no problem to that. Masha ain't gain by soita. By soita, that iser of soita, if it happened under the yavam, it would be applied. The iser would be possible to happen. Therefore, there is a kavach chaymer in such a case. Therefore, in this case, there is a kavach chaymer. There is such a thing as a kavach chaymer. Zok the Gemara weiter. By the way, Gabi Moshe had a question that L'chayra, every time, why don't you say the same Kavach Chaymer was so? Nesra, Mutala, Ba'asla, all people, it's just called Kolshkein. It doesn't mean that. It means that you are coming Mekoyach that Nesu'im by the Yibum. So it's the same Nesu'im, the Yibum's coming for that Nesu'im. If that Nesu'im got disqualified, even though the first Nesu'im became an Isser in it, even though it was Mutter, so of course the Nesu'in that comes machmas that's usher now, of course will be usher. But a regular Eish Zish has nothing to do with the first marriage, so the first marriage has no effect on the second marriage, there's no shaykhs to each other. Here it has a shaykhs, two marriages have a shaykhs. It's a continuation of that marriage. You're saying, madach, there's something that was mutter to law, was usher, so of course the usher law is kolshkin. So it's not shver from the case of Eish Zish. Zok the new Mishnah. Ve'elu asurois melechol betruma. The following women are usher to eat truma if they are a kahenes or they're a eishes kayin. They can't eat truma in such a case. If aymeres tameya anilach, in a case where she says she's moida that she was tamei, and which that means that she was mezana. She's moida, she was mezana. Then the halacha is called a zayna. And like Taisus in Masechta Sivama speaks out, a zayna cannot eat truma. So if she says tameya anilach, she's moida that she was tamei, she can't eat truma. V'shabal edim she tamei. Oh, edim say that she's tamei. V'aymeres eni shaisa. V'shabayla eni reis lashkaisa. Another case is where she says she doesn't want to drink. She's a suffix saita, but she doesn't want to drink, or the baila doesn't want to give her to drink. Says I'm going through the process. And v'shabayla baala derech. Also baala derech. The same thing where the baila was baala after they were going up to Yerushalayim after. She was a suffix saita. Halacha is that he's asr to her from the word from the pasuk van v'nitma. Now, if he's with her, then there's an iser and it won't work. The waters will not work. But the pasuk says v'nike ishmi avon bezman she ish menuka. Only if the ish is clean. But if he's not clean, then it will not work. The mei hamara will not work. The mei saita will not work. So therefore, all these cases are cases you're not going to drink the mei saita. So therefore, she will stay a safek saita. And the pasuk says before, and the Rashi means that before, that the pasuk v'nitma teaches us that you can't eat truma when she's a safek saita. So we have in our Mishnah, either if you're a vadai saita, then you can't drink because you're a zayna. If you're a suffix, if you're a vade saita, you can't eat truma because she's a zayna. If she's a suffix saita, so then she can't eat truma because of a nitma. And these are cases where she can't pull herself out of being a suffix saita.
Which case is the suffix?
The first case is tamei and ilach is a vadai, bo edim is a vadai. She's being minded, yeah.
So cause him
to announce. Right, so has a good kasha, how you believed. So really, we probably remember from the end of Nadarim, there's a place that's Rav and Rashashis, where Isha says Tamei and Ilach, the whole sugi, the whole mishnah, the last mishnah there, if someone says Tamei and Ilach, if they're believed or not. That's the end of the ksubas. It's the gay if she get a ksuba or not, she says it was Ainish, she wants a ksuba. So the Gemara declares, if she says Tamei and Ilach, could I eat Shuma or not? That the Gemara declares the Shadi, Chalikis, Rav and Rashashis. So the kasha is, here's Mashma Klar, there's just Ve'elof, can't eat truma at all. So Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis answers that here, it's talking about after Kina and Stira, there's a Reglaim Dava, then she says Ve'elof, yeah, she's more believed, she can't, doesn't eat truma. She's not eat truma. Anyway, either way, it's possible why she doesn't eat truma, because Shavi Nafshe Tichir Zura. Shavi Nafshe, yeah, Tichir
Zura. But it's making him go out to buy for his coin, right?
No, that doesn't problem. You're asking, what's the problem in the Dharma holds he's not believed there, because it lies on the children, because it says she's not eating truma, look like, that's the Mara says there, could look like she's believed. But she's definitely for Shavi Nafshe Tichir Zura, but Taisa says it different far anyways. Here the Glaram Dava, here the Kuli Alma, she's believed, even if she has children. And then the Shikha lies on the children, still she's believed because she's believed here because of the Glaram Dava as well. Zok the Gemara. You have the reason why you shouldn't be believed. Shavi Nashri Surah. Only reason not believed is only because it's lies there. That's the only reason not. And here, even with the lies, you'll be believed because of Glaram Dava. Omar of Amram. Ha milsa omalam Rav Sheshes, ba'anilah and I am Mestisim. the following thing, Rav Sheshes is halacha, and he brought a right from our Mishnah. Soita sheyesh la edim medina sayam. Soita, that there are edim that she's mezana in medina sayam, ain't a mayim boit kemoisa. The mayim will not work to be boitiker. Will not work, even though the edim didn't come. There's edim in medina sayam, we don't know about them. It will not work. Klap ishmaya will not work. My time. The Omar Korah Pasuk says, V'nistura v'hinit ma'ah, v'eid ein ba. It says in the Pasuk that she was Nistra and she was Nitma and there's no Edom. The Lekha the Yadabe, no one knew about it. Lafuke ha, Lafuke, this case, the Ika the Yadabe, that there is someone who knows about it. That means even though this Pasuk we know from Daf Beis, we darshan the Ede Imba to teach us something else, that the Ede Echaz Demon, that's what we darshan. But like Rashi speaks out, Ein Mikra Yotzeim De Pshutai. And we also darshan the Ede Imba means no one knows about it. But if someone knows about it, then the Halach is that the water will not work. And he brought a rife from our Mishnah. Anolah Anayim Mastisim. He brought a rife from our Mishnah. The Torah says in our Mishnah. Vishabola Edim. And the reason why we need a rife from our Mishnah, Rashi speaks out, is because the mindset that Pasuk is not a good raya, because our Pasuk got a different shah in the Pasuk. Edim Ba. Then we brought a rife from our Mishnah. Because it says in our Mishnah, Vishabola Edim, she Tameya, Edim came that she's Tameh, the Halach is she can't eat Chumah. The also Edim Amos. When did the Edim come? If it's before she drank, then zoni. And that's how we learned the Mishnah, when we spoke it out that way. But then if it's zoni, that's really like the first case. It's pashut. It said tamei. So of course, if Edom come, it's a kavach haimer. If Edom come, of course she's like the Reisha said, she says tamei ani herself. So of course if Edom comes. So it can't be the case of the Mishnah. Elo, the case was, lebas l'shoi, after she drank the mei hamarim, she drank the mei soita, to Edom come and said that she was tamei. So that's what it says. So Yeram Bishlama ain't a Mayim Boyd Kamoisa Shapir. If you say the Mayim is not Boydikur, that's good. Eliyam is Mayim Boyd Kamoisa. Tigla Muslim Afreya, she's still alive. You want to eat Truma, she's still alive. It's a Gil Muslim Afreya. The Sadi is Shakirinu. Must be the Edom are lying. Because here the Edom came after she drank. Obviously she lived through it. And Edom came. What do you mean she was Tommy? Why didn't she blow up? Teretz is, it must be that the Edom are lying. No, but it doesn't say that. So Teretz is that we have a right to Rav Sheshes that if there are Edom in the world, the water will not work. The Meham Asaita will not work. That's what comes out. The Meisaita does not work in a case where there are two Edom. Now, Yesh Lachkar, what about if it's an Eid Echad in the world who knows about this? What about Eid Echad? Remember, Eid Echad is Neman, at least before, to say that she's Tameh. That she's Tameh. Eid Echad is Neman. So what about Eid Echad? So Taisus declares the Shaila. Taisus of Rasul Shaba'ullah declares the Shaila. Masafka le Rebbe, Taisus says. Idafka am nokat Eidim Shnayim, ava Eid Echad loy mehemin. Because the Gemara says, Lacha Shosa, but Taisus comes out that Eid Echad will be the same halacha. The Rav Sheshes says halacha over here. They have two Eidim in the world. The water won't work. If there's one Eid in the world knows Nitma, it also will not work because we have a right from our Mishnah also, because in our Mishnah it says that Edom came, and it would be the same thing if Eid came, that she's Tameh, even afterwards, it would still not be a Gilu Muslim Afraya that they're lying. That's how Tosfos learns. Akaponim, so we have over here a right from our Mishnah. Amalei Rav Yosef, no, it's not a right from our Mishnah. Lo'oilu Be'imloch Mayim Beit Kamoisa. That's that Mayim works even if you have Edom. So you're going to ask me, isn't this a raya now that the Edom are lying because you lived through it? Vaha will say, this Isha that did not die, Va'emar is chus toila, she had a schus. There's such an idea, we have it on Dab Chaf, that she has a schus, she will live through it. The Mishnah says on Dab Chaf, the first time it's mentioned is Dab Chaf, it says there, Im yesh la schus, hoise toila la. Yes, schus tell shana achas. Certain schus can keep her alive for 1 year, some 2 years, some 3 years. That's what it said in the Mishnah Daf Chav. There's a Mishnah Daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah Chav Beis on Beis says Rav Shimon says that ain schus tell b'mayim amarim. It says doesn't work, and we'll see why in a second. And then the Gemara says Rebbe says that has schus tell b'mayim amarim. Ve'ina yelda, she doesn't get it. After she lives through it, she doesn't have children. Ve'ina mishabech, doesn't get better. Ella misnavna v'alechas, she just gets worse and worse and sicker and sicker. L'soif hi meisa v'aisa misa. She actually dies that misa, which she gets swollen and bloated and die. Like upon this idea of a schus toila. So here, remember, this chesed. The kasha was that in the Mishnah it says Bo Edim. We said it can't be Edim came before because that's the same thing as Tmei Anilach. So Edim came afterwards, and what it was saying that she can't eat Truma because the Edim came. What do you mean? If she lived through the Mei HaSaita, means the Edim are lying. So Rav Sheshba will arrive from there that if there's Edim in the world, the Mei HaSaita doesn't work. But Rav Yosef says no, maybe it does work. But here is Chus Taylor. That's what Gemara says. So Micah Mifgi, what's my chalikas Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, if it's a Raya or not? Micah Mifgi, Mimisnavno the Rebbe, the Tnan, Rebbe Omer, like we just read in the Mishnah, Rebbe Omer, Shchus Taylor of Maya Marim, Vaini Yoledes, she doesn't have children, Vaini Mishabeches, and she doesn't get better. Ella, Misnavno Vahalaches, she gets worse and worse. Lestoyf, she makes by the Misa, she dies that Misa. Rav Sheshes Savar, Bain Rebbe, Bain Rabbanon, he Misnavno, she starts getting worse. And here we see this lady, she left and she's having a great life. She's not dying. So, L'chaira, it should be a riot. Edom are lying. Terry says, no, Edom don't work. That's what Rav Sheshes holds. Bein Rebbe and Abanan, even if she has a schus, she still dies eventually, and she only goes downhill. Rav Yosef Saval, a Rebbe, he misnavna. By Rebbe, she gets worse and worse. Rabbanan, Rebbe misnavna, she's not getting worse and worse. And therefore, maybe I'm just going to go to Rabbanan, and schus taila, and therefore, it's not a riot or anything. Masiv Rav Shimon Barashi, Rav Shimon Barashi is a kasha now on Rav Sheshes. Remember, Rav Sheshes is a halacha. There are two Edomar in the world that she was Mizana. The Mei HaSaita will not work. So, Frank Rav Shimon Barashi like this. Rav Shimon argues the whole idea of Schus. What's Pshat? Simple reason. Shimon Oim, and Schus Taila. There's no such thing as Schus Taila Mayim Amarim. No such thing as Schus saving you from the Mei HaSaita. If you matter, and Schus Taila Mayim Amarim, if you say that the Schus saves you from the Mayim Amarim, Matcha Ata Esamayim Mifnik Vekal Anoshim Shashoises. You're going to weaken the whole power of the Mei Sota for all people to drink. The way Rashi learns the question is, Shlo Yireis Mehem Lahoidois, they're not going to, you know, we want the Isha to be Maida, not erase Hashem's name. They're not going to, they see that, you know, oh yeah, I probably have a schus. If a schus works, they're not going to be so scared of the water anymore. They're not going to, therefore, it doesn't make sense that schus Taylor. That's how Rashi learns. The Rishash actually means a different Rishash. He says, the Noshim Shenitmu Vishosu Im Loy Tibagena Yoitzi Laz Alamayim Loy Mishem Ramamish. People who went through the process, who know they were tummy and it didn't work, they'll tell everyone, yeah, the man said there's nothing. Don't worry about the man said it doesn't work. So that's the tine. That's one tine. And number two tine is that the Moitzi Shem Ra'al Tara Shosu. The ladies who worked hard and they drank the water and they came out clean, they're going to say, yeah, they must have a schus. Vehein Oimrim Tamei Yisari. They're really Tamei. Shatala Lahem Schus. Vehemisa. Preitzach Tekasha. Vehemisa. If we hold the Rav Sheshes, yes, I'm going to say, I'm not 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 going to what's one of Rav Shimon's tainas? That even people who are really innocent, people can say, yeah, they're not really innocent, just they have a schus. I'll tell you that also. Someone comes innocent, we'll say about them, yeah, they're really not innocent. I know they're not innocent. They had two edim about them. If you're Rav Sheshes, yeah, Rav Shimon has the same taina. Rav Shimon is a tana. He has the same taina on that. Zok the Gemara. So you're right. At this point, the Gemara holds. The Rav Shimon, if schus loitalia because of his tainus, edim also will not be tali. Edim also will not work because of these tainus. The Shimon might see shame right on tahiris, and Rav Sheshes is going in the Rabbanon or Rabbi, not going according to Rav Shimon.